Welcome to the How I Scaled Service podcast. I'm Caitlin Stremple, founder and CEO of Rising Ranks Digital. We help service-based businesses get to the top of their industry by getting found online. We believe that you have a message that someone needs to hear, and that message can impact the world. Are you interested in becoming our next podcast guest? Stick around to the end and we'll tell you how you can do just that. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to How I Scale Service Podcast. I'm your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, and today we are talking with Sarah K. Ramsey. She's going to tell us about her business, where she's located, and all those fun things that you're dying to learn about. Welcome, Sarah.
Hello, Genesis. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much for being here today.
Well, I am excited to be here and super passionate about what I love to talk about. So excited to dive into that with your listeners.
Awesome. So let's start off by telling the listeners who you are, the name of your business, and where you're located.
Awesome. So my name is Sarah K. Ramsey, and there's a real story to that K. I'm a toxic relationship specialist. I run Bounce Back Coaching, and I'm the author of Toxic Person Proof and the host of the podcast Toxic Person Proof. So though the blanket of my business is Bounce Back Coaching, most people know me under the framework of being Toxic Person Proof. And Sarah Ramsey was not Toxic Person Proof, Genesis. She put up with a lot of behavior that she should not have put up with. So that K in my name is my reminder to myself, every time that I am a new person, a new version of me and an upgraded version of myself. So, that K is very important. I'm glad you added it.
Oh, wow. And I had no idea, but since it was there in my background information, so I was like, I need to put some respect on the K. So I'm like, Sarah K. Ramsey.
Exactly right. And it is. It's become a huge piece of my identity and something that when I'm coaching women and coaching people, really that before version of themselves and that after version of themselves, figuring out some distinction, whether it be some physical change that when they look in the mirror or their name or something like that, where it's like this, like, switch that they flip, that they say, this is who I am now. This is my identity. And this is how I'm standing in my power. So, Yes.
I love that. Do you mind telling us what the K stands for, or do you want to just keep it discreet?
No, it's no secret. It's Kristen. It's my middle name.
Oh, Kristen. Okay, cool. I like that.
Yes. And I'm from K-Town, Knoxville, Tennessee, actually. Funny enough, that's where I'm talking about all this. Yeah, the joke is that it's K-Town, yeah.
I love that. So it's Chris. The K stands for Kristen, and you're from K-Town, which is Knoxville, Tennessee.
Ooh. That's right, which is the number one U-Haul drop-off right now in the U.S. So we are busting at the seams here, everyone moving in. So interesting. Mm-hmm.
So let's get into your back-end story, because I'm sure you have a story that took you from that 0 to 100, or it took you from that ugly start to the success that you have now. So tell us, who is Sarah?
Well, I'll tell you a bit about my personal story and then my business story. Several years ago, I was driving several friends around Charlotte, North Carolina, and blacked out while I was driving. Completely sober, no prescription drugs, nothing other than stress, people pleasing, trying to burn the candle at both ends, trying to be everything to everyone, and really not knowing who I was, not standing in my power, not owning my voice, not taking care of myself in any way. And I nearly killed like several of my friends. I mean, luckily we didn't get in a wreck, but like I was in the middle of an interstate, a middle of an intersection in Charlotte, North Carolina. So a large city, and just like stopped driving. So definitely a huge wake up call for me that I thought I could ignore my body, ignore the stress, ignore the avoidance of people pleasing. And I couldn't. And I had to take a really serious look at my relationships, both my relationship with myself and my relationships with others, and get out of people pleasing and trying to be all things to all people, and turn my life around. So that started a series of events that started the bounce back journey. And when I first started being a coach, I thought I was going to work with people locally and, you know, family and friends and whatnot, and was charging basically nothing. I think $25 an hour or something terrible, you know, I mean, it was just this mismatch. And my now husband, he said, "You really need to hire a business coach." And he worked at a large international company. So I would see him just on the phone with someone from Poland or on the phone with someone from London or, you know, and I was like, "Oh, that's real. Like people can do that. Like we live in the internet world now," which is, it sounds silly, but you know, this is a while back too. This is definitely before COVID, definitely before Zoom was completely commonplace. And so I was trying to figure out what I was going to do. And I actually called Tony Robbins, because if I'm going to be a life coach, I'll call Tony Robbins' team. And they basically kicked my butt. And they said, "You are playing so very, very small. And you have so much in you to give and to change the world. And you are just playing small. So are you really going to do this or not?" And I was like, "Okay, I'll do it," you know? And the next day I put $10,000 on a credit card for a business coach, which was terrifying at that stage of my life, just terrifying. And the rest is history, which I'm sure is the next thing we're going to be talking about.
And I love that, because one thing that really stood out to me as you were talking, Sarah, is you had to find out what works best for you. And you went through a period of setting healthy boundaries for yourself, because you said you no longer wanted to be that people pleaser. Because whenever somebody wants to live constantly for the validations of other people and constantly are giving and pouring into other people, they forget to pour into themselves. So then you reach a period of burnt out, and then your health starts to suffer. Your mental stability and clarity begins to suffer. So I love how you said, "You know what? Let me pull up the emergency brakes and let me check in with who is Sarah Ramsey." Well, now who is Sarah K. Ramsey? She's no longer living in this period of constantly pleasing other people. And you hit that bounce back period.
Yes.
And now, like you said, you know what, if I'm going to do this, then I need to get a business coach and I need to scale up. And so I love how you are scaling up. And that's one of the reasons why you're on How I Scale Service podcast, because you scaled in your personal life, but that also led you to scaling in your professional life. So what led you to getting into the industry that you're in now, as well as your business? Because it's a difference between being in the industry and being in business.
Great question. And I remember, I'm going to back up just a tiny bit to go with something you said, because as I was trying to get out of this habit of people pleasing and really listening to my own internal voice, I, at that point, chose a business coach that was almost like cultish. Like it was almost like this other situation I got myself into. And I am so grateful for it, because it was the exact path I needed and exact segue I needed. So no regrets. However, so when I first started that, it was just like, okay, I'm going to do exactly what they say. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And finally, at some point, I had to start selling to the actual people I had on the phone. And I had to look at my customers, look at the people that I was getting and saying, what do they need? What are their fears? You know, the business coach I had was a bit, and I still hire business coaches. I still promote business coaches. However, in the situation I was in, it was a blanket statement. You know, I work with women directly after a breakup or directly after a divorce. That's going to be different than men who are looking to become better runners, or people looking to take back their health. I mean, it's a different fears. It's a different problem to solve. And at some point I had to break away and really, really start listening to the people I was on the phone with and trusting them to know what they need, and then figuring out how to develop goods and services based on what they need rather than just what these business gurus were telling me.
I like that because you're personalizing it to your specific client and you're not giving them a cookie cutter platter, because anyone could serve up cookies on a platter. But if you don't have that one cookie that hits their niche spot or their sweet tooth, then you're not meeting their craving.
Exactly. So right now, when I talk to people about my program, I say I walk women through a three-step series. Reconnect with what's right with you, become toxic person proof, and design a life you're excited about living. And if that feels like a fit for you, it feels like a real fit. Like these women are like, yes, that's exactly the cookie I need. But it's not a cookie for everyone, right? That's not a fit for everyone. But when you really start listening to your customer base and really start hearing and considering them wise, right? Like, what do they need? What do they want? What can feel scary enough for them to take a chance, but safe enough for them to go through with a yes?
I love that. So what drives your mission? And is your mission statement for Toxic Proof aligned with your passion?
Oh, yeah. So I help the world's best women design lives they're excited about living after experiencing pain from a toxic partner or parent. So there's not a one of us that goes through life without a really, really difficult, dare I say, destructive relationship of some type. Some people that can last 20 or 30 or 40 years. Some people, maybe it only lasts 2 years, but there was a really toxic friendship or a toxic sibling, or, you know, these, I do not think everyone's toxic. And I know people are saying, oh, that word is so overused now. However, it wasn't even illegal to hit your wife until 1970. When you think about the span of history, we didn't think it was illegal to hit your wife until 1970. You know, that is an incredibly short amount of time in humankind. So there's obviously some work that needs to be done in areas of power balance, in areas of respect for different people, and kindness.
I love that. And one thing, if I could add there too, Sarah, is one thing that you mentioned is as you are going through it, you said there is a lot of toxic relationships, whether it's from a partner or a parent, but then I would also add professional, because there's a lot of people who are in toxic work environments, and that work, they think it's their means to an end and they're afraid of leaving because they don't know what is on the other side. But if they would just come to grips and terms with who they are, know their value and know their worth, then they would see that, you know, it is okay to walk away from this toxic work environment and either A, launch out deep, start my own business, or go to another environment where they could thrive, where they have love, joy, peace, happiness, and they're not feeling so beaten down by work. So what advice would you give to someone who is dealing with a toxic work environment that is spilling over into their home life? Because sometimes people tend to bring work home with them. And then now you see that their home environment is now becoming toxic.
Mm-hmm. So if I could like have a magic wand and change things about humanity, I would make people be afraid of the comfort zone, and I'm quotation marks for those of you listening on the podcast, of what they already know. There's such fear of what we don't know, fear of leaving that toxic environment, fear of getting that next job, fear of moving out on our own, fear of starting a new business. And there's such wisdom in being afraid of things staying like they are. And if we have been in a situation for 5 years, let's say you've had a toxic work environment for 5 years, you have 5 years of data that says this is probably not going to change. They are probably going to be mean another 5 years from now. You're probably going to be unhappy. You're probably going to be stressed out. That is something you should be afraid of. Right. And if there was a resume that said, or a job announcement, hey, come work here, you'll be miserable in 5 years. You'll be like going home, yelling at your wife. You won't even want to spend time with your kids that day because you're so exhausted. You would not take that job. However, you are choosing that job. You are choosing that toxic situation every day when you walk in the door or sit at your computer. So that would be the advice to anyone in a toxic situation. We fear the unknown. And if we can create more fear of staying in what we already know is bad, it'll really help get us unstuck.
I love that because someone definitely needed to hear that. So let's jump into some obstacles and failures that you've had to overcome, Sarah, to get you to have the incredible success that you have today. And the reason why I want to unpack obstacles and failures is because people need to realize that successful people did not get there overnight. They had to go through the mud. They had to go through the ugly starts. And, you know, going through those things taught them valuable life lessons and experiences that now help them, you know, unveil and unravel their success that they have now.
Oh, I'm happy to talk about that. I hated sales. I had to work so hard at being comfortable with talking about money, asking for money, figuring out money, that whole conversation. So I had to do a lot of money mindset work to make this a business and not a hobby, right? So that would be part one. And I got extremely great sales training. I invested a huge portion of my profits into sales training. And I think a lot of coaches and whatnot get more coaching certifications because they think if I'm a better coach, then more people, you know, I can just put another sticker on my website and people will come to me. And what they really need is to get past the fears that come up, the internal junk that comes up with those sales calls. And it was almost a spiritual practice for me. It's like getting over that. And I want to create success for women. They actually call me the success fairy because so many people are getting promotions and new jobs and raises and bonuses and all this kind of stuff. And I'm a relationship coach, right? Like, what? But it's that internal work that I did of asking for what you want, of being comfortable with what you're worth, and being able to speak it in a language that people can hear. A huge piece of my journey and something I would just weep about. I would get off sales calls and just cry. One, because I was trying to sell to people who it wasn't a good fit for, and then I would make it my fault, right? Which is a terrible idea. That went back to whole, remember Sarah Ramsey and the people pleasing, right? So it was all this internal work that I had to do. And then two, originally not structuring my business in a way that built momentum, right? So figuring out what cookie and having maybe an Oreo, a chocolate chip cookie and a caramel fudge cookie. I don't know, you know, but having, you know, two or three options that someone says, whoa, that's the cookie for me, especially in regards to pricing versus a one size fits all.
I love that because most successful businesses, they do have, you know, variations within their business because they know that what works for one may not work for all, and what works for all may not work for one. So you definitely have to be versatile in order to attract and retain the people that you have under your umbrella. So that's also a key component too, is how do you attract as well as retain your current clients, partners, or whatever you call them?
Oh, well, I am really, I hate to use the word blessed, but I'm hashtag blessed at this point, that it's just really easy, because I am getting such incredible results. So the secret behind that sauce is taking really great women and then helping them create great lives, right? It really helps when the women have already had success in other areas, and then you find ways to apply that success, but then they're getting results very rapidly. And then they're telling people about it and they're writing about it on Facebook. Now, one thing that has helped me and that I suggest is, pushing out references and recommendations more than you feel comfortable with. You know, if someone says, oh my gosh, I got engaged this week, snapshot, you best tell someone, you know, put it on your website, put it on your Instagram. You can mark out their name for privacy, but you need to be pushing out those wins, especially wins that are not orchestrated, right? Because it's really uncomfortable sometimes to say, hey, will you write a recommendation for me or a review for me? But if you have some type of system where they're regularly telling you their wins, and then it's like, boom, I got a 30%, I had an accountant, and she said, I had a 35% increase in my accounting business since I started working with you. Great. Screenshot, mark out her name, boom. If you, when you're doing that over and over and over, you can't, there's no way you could be lying.
Yeah.
And it creates this trust, and it's like, gosh, it's really working. And it also reminds you to trust yourself. And when you're on those sales calls, and you know, that woman, when she came to me, she was so afraid. Can I trust you? Is this really going to work for me? Right. And the more success stories I have solidified in my head, and it's like, yes, I'm doing this over and over and over. I'm killing it. You should trust me. Right. When you really can come into it with that type of energy and attitude and confidence, those sales calls are much easier. And then when they get off the phone and they didn't choose themselves, you feel like, okay, as long as you need to be on your A game for the sales calls and stuff. But if they don't choose themselves, it becomes their choice. It's not as much a reflection on who I am as a person, which is how I made it at the beginning, which was a very difficult thing to overcome and a really difficult way to conduct business.
I love that, because you see how you are laying a foundation, and the foundation that you are laying is spreading like wildfire because you already have a sturdy foundation. Now that your foundation is sturdy, you're building up things, and there's a building block. And as you're building things up, the people that are with you and doing partnerships with you, they're getting, you know, the fruits of their labor. And it's through you, by you learning things that work for you, work in your business. And then you also mentioned earlier on is that you listen to what they want and what they need, and you find a solution to help deliver what they need in order to make them thrive and successful. And as they begin to thrive and be successful, they're going to tell their friends, and their friends are going to tell other people. So then you see a residual coming in, you see a trickle down effect, and you also see that domino effect. But had you not figured out who Sarah K. Ramsey is, would you be as successful as you are now? And as we begin to wind down, I want you to leave us with some tips that makes you an incredible entrepreneur, but will also help somebody else aspiring to get to where you are.
Yeah. So lean into your strengths. Hire out what you are not strong in. I have amazing part-time assistants. I think you can tell I'm a great connector, right? I'm a great connector. I am a great communicator. I love what I do. I'm passionate. I get people excited, and I am a good teacher. I don't know if that's come across, but I'm a great teacher. These are skill areas that I need to be writing. I need to be on camera. I need to be in my podcast, Toxic Person Proof. I need to be on phone conversations. I need to be on sales conversations now. I have no business in the middle of spreadsheets. One, I'm terrible at it. And two, it's draining. Figuring out systems and processes, I'm not good at. My assistant Shannon is wonderful. Consistency, Melissa is like my little welcome in girl. So when people come into my world, she mothers them and makes sure they're where they need to be and where they need to go. I will remember every single story they told me from memory. Did I remember if they got in the right Facebook group or not? I don't know. I'm not good at that. That's not the way my brain works. But figuring out what only you can do and leaning in those things hard. When I was getting my podcast up and going, Toxic Person Proof Podcast, I was like, whoa, wow, that's going really well. And people would say, you're a great interviewer. Wow, you're good. Oh, this. And I was like, okay, I need to do more of that. And so I went from one podcast a week to three podcasts a week to five podcasts a week, which I may go back down to three because five is like, whoa. But it was that process of like, this is working, do more of it. And figuring out if I'm not the only one that can do it, then I can get somebody else to do it. But no one else can be the brand of my company. No one else can be the face of my company. No one else can be the voice of my company, right?
And I love that, love that, love that, love that. So listeners, make sure you lean in. Make sure you outsource things that are not your strengths, as Sarah says. Make sure you represent your brand well, because your brand is a reflection of who you are, and you want people to perceive you in the right manner, in the right light. And Sarah, as we come to a close, I want you to tell the listeners one more time who you are, the name of your business, how they can reach you on social media, and if they want to personally connect with you, give your email address or any information.
Absolutely. So remember Sarah K. Ramsey. So if you Google Sarah K. Ramsey, I'm the first hit for sure. Or I think if you Google Sarah Ramsey, I'm the first hit. But you can also look up Toxic Person Proof, just like the bulletproof. Bullet can't get to you. Toxic Person Proof. Toxic people can't get to you. You'll see my book, my website will pop up. So you can definitely find me there and connect with me there. My email is sarah@sarahkramsey.com, Sarah with an H. So you're welcome to reach out there, and I'll send you a free gift, send you some links, send you some information to help you on your journey to becoming toxic person proof, whether it be in my book, I called it a toxic person encounter, because just like you said, Genesis, we get this idea like, oh, somebody had a toxic boyfriend, as if that's the only type of draining relationship in our life. And it's definitely draining, but toxic boss, toxic aunt, toxic cousin, toxic friend, toxic culture community, whatever it is, right? The more we can protect ourselves and the more we can surround ourselves with things that give us life and give us energy, the more money we're going to make, the happier we're going to be, the healthier we're going to be. It's just good stuff. So definitely check out Toxic Person Proof.
And there you have it, listeners of How I Scale Service Podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Genesis Amariskemp, and you just heard it here with Sarah K. Ramsey. Until we chat next time, please stand by, Sarah.
Caitlin here. Thank you so much for listening to the How I Scaled Service Podcast. If you're a business owner who has successfully scaled their business to multiple six figures or more, and you would like to be on this program, visit risingranksdigital.com/apply. And if you got something out of this interview, I would love for you to share it with your network. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your social channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, make sure to tag them to let them know about the show and include the hashtag #HowIScaledService. I love seeing your posts and your guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and truly mean a lot to my team and me. Want to stay in our world? Go to our website, risingranksdigital.com, or follow me on LinkedIn at Caitlin Strempel, Facebook at Rising Ranks Digital, and Instagram at Caitlin Strempel. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.